We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
I think I like ate something funny, you guys. It's good that like most of our recording sessions these days are like not in person, because I don't think you guys would want to record with me in a studio right now.
Oh no!
Is it the questionable curry and Taco Bell?
Oh
no! I actually survived that. Yeah. So for some context, I don't know if anyone else does this, and maybe I'm just outing myself as a freak, but. Like
7 days a week.
Sometimes nice. I'm just trying to clear out some leftovers, and sometimes I should have done it sooner. So sometimes I am rolling some dice. I'm like, I usually do it on an evening where I'm like, look, I'm not going anywhere. Like no one's going to hear me scream. So like I will eat like older leftovers. And just if I shit myself from it, I shit myself from it. You know? And recently I did it with, curry, Indian curry, which is like kind of a natural laxative sometimes. And I also had some other older leftover I was pairing with. Oh, Taco Bell.
Yeah.
So I was like, the Taco Bell's was also leftovers?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and so
funny.
I was like, I am just literally begging for something to go wrong. And I was weirdly fine.
It's interesting because I think about the fact that like, I don't think we've ever had like, when recording in person, I don't remember ever having like massive fart storms happening just like mid recording.
Right.
Like,
which is why today I'm glad we're not in the same studio, because I think you guys would literally be like, let's record on a different day.
Let's postpone this session, please, for our safety.
Anyway, I wish things were different. Speaking of, wait. I keep doing this. It's not time for our first game yet. It's time for Danny to do our weekly shout out.
It is. Yes. So this is from Daniel. This is a shout out from Daniel.
Can you stop listening, Daniel?
To this week's podcast, I feel very much vindicated in the fact that I am the real Daniel. Y'all are just
you
the
are
fakes.
The real Daniel.
Yeah. We're the fake.
Sorry, when I
Daniels.
Said, can you stop, Daniel? I was talking to our co-host, Daniel. doing the bit where it's just him.
It's the same person, Mason.
So
thank you so much, real Daniel. I'm sorry I was doing a bit to fake Daniel for a second.
Just because of that, every time I introduce myself, I'm going to introduce myself as fake Daniel.
You are fake Daniel.
You'll be fake Daniel, and I'm even faker Danny. Or I'm fake ass Danny, that's what I'll say. Mason, we were going to get into a bit of a game just to kind of get the brain going a little bit. This is one that we've done a little while back, but I remember it being hilarious. So I'm down.
Yes. So this is Shitty Genie Wishes, and I need you two to imagine that you have found a magic lamp, and you have rubbed the genie out of it. You've rubbed one out.
All right.
And the genie's here, but the twist is you're a dumbass. So the way this game works is we have to wish for things. I recommend starting with like the thing you're ultimately going for, but then follow it up with the wish that like kinda like in a sense works for that, but it's a really shitty wish. I'll start with something topical because I'm stinky today. I want to wish for like always smelling good. So Mr. Genie or Mrs. Genie, sorry, or NB Genie,
MBG.
I really fucked this up. I didn't mean to do a bit, I just stopped myself. Genie, thank you for being here. I wish to never fart again. I want to not be stinky, so I'm going to wish for never farting again. So please just take all my farts away. I'll just hold them in forever. You know, while you're at it, just plug it up.
Plug it up.
Good ever comes out of there, man. Just like it's
or goes
anyway,
in, I guess.
Plug it up. Danny, what are you gonna wish for with the genie?
Sometimes I struggle with like cleanliness and keeping on top of my cleaning, because it is something that I feel like especially with my hair getting really long, my hairs fall out everywhere. So genie, I wish for, instead of having to clean, I wish to just, can you just relocate me every week? I'm just in a new place, and so I don't clean it.
Fresh apartment every
It's like the stupider equivalent of like somebody getting like just new underwear every single time rather than like cleaning their underwear or what.
Bad wish. Daniel, thank what's you. Your shitty genie wish?
Genie, I struggle a lot with preparing food, and I just feel it takes a lot of time and energy. So if you could just make all food microwavable food, that'd be great. is all a TV food, dinner of itself.
Perfect.
Could you imagine like TV dinner sushi? Be like, what?
Relating to another thing we've just talked about, Jeannie, I hate how much food we waste. So can you just replace all my meals for the rest of my life with the fridge like leftovers that people would otherwise throw out? that way I can do my part to reduce food waste.
Oh my god,
your life's not gonna be very long, but
I just want to do my part.
Hey Jeannie, I feel like I've been having a lot of knee issues lately, and I do have like a knee disease kind of left over from puberty.
We have the same one. I have it too.
And can I just like, I've always struggled with the idea, like I've never been like fast. So can you just replace my legs with rockets?
That'd hell be great. I like that one in particular too, because you'd have to lay like on your belly to run.
And you'd also just like probably die.
You're going head first into things
with like actual.
Jeannie, I have another one. I really get really inconvenienced by my phone dying. So can you make my penis a lightning cable?
Then you could finally use it for something, you know.
Okay. I Daniel's not even pissed.
Oh, that wasn't even meant to be as much of a sick burn, I guess, as it sounds. I just was like, mine's useless too.
I think that's pretty funny, because like, what if your phone dies in public? What are you gonna do?
You know what to do. You don't need to ask.
Oh my gosh.
I also didn't specify that the cable would work. So it'd be really funny if
Is it waterproof now somehow? Because how are you gonna shower?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Jeannie
will figure it out.
Listen, I got really bad sleep last night, and like I've been really tired and unfocused today. So would you help me? I wish to sleep like that every night so I get used to it, you know? I think the reason I'm just struggling so much today on short sleep is that like I'm just out of practice with it, you know.
Jeannie, I too struggle with waking up in the morning and feeling alive and awake and alert and enthusiastic, and instead so can you wake me up? I wish that every time I'm woken up by a home invader, and so like all my instincts kicked in and I'm just like super awake and
I don't know why that was every the thing, time you wake up there is a home invader so that you're alert right away.
Every time I wake up, can I just be placed immediately on a roller coaster? That'd be awesome. Honestely, like, okay, when I was a kid, when I was a kid, I had that like dream. It's a very child dream, because I've loved roller coasters for a long time. I had the dream of like one day having enough money to just have a roller coaster in my backyard. And the start of the roller coaster is in my bedroom, so I just literally like get up and just hop on the roller coaster.
It's like splashing cold water on your face.
That sounds insane. Like I actually want to do that with like Accelerator, you know, the one that like try to like fall asleep and have somebody like carry me to the seat and strap me in but not wake me up. I wonder what that would feel like.
That'd be really hard.
I have another Jeannie, I've like, since I was little, I've always wanted to live in like a huge mansion.
Okay.
So I wish to become extremely small so that my house feels so big, you know?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say really like, good. I wish to be adopted at the ripe age of 29 by rich people.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, I already missed the time. I like being really small. Now.
Yeah. Yours is even more removed from the solution. Yeah.
Like, oh my God, this place is so big.
Yeah.
I must have really made it.
Yeah.
Speaking
totally.
Of wishing for things.
Yeah.
People also wish a lot of things from Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's way past.
We're like 2.5 months past Christmas.
But I realized something, and I thought that y'all would be as tickled.
Okay.
As I was.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, also, this segment is called Trans-Siberian Holidays.
Right. Okay. Context. What does that mean? Yes.
Oh, you'll find out. Okay. So I was thinking the other day. You know the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yes. Yeah.
And then have you heard of like the spinoff like show or movie called Olive, the Other Reindeer?
Oh, yes, I have.
Where like they do a wordplay, you know, because
Olive, the Other Reindeer.
Yeah. Used to laugh and call them names. Mm. They never.
Oh, so Olive's a bully.
Well, Olive. Yeah, that's actually kind of funny.
In the song, yes. But yeah. I also thought it was very funny because they may have inadvertently created a non-binary Christmas character.
Oh, really?
Because all of the other reindeer used to laugh and call them names. They never let poor Rudolph.
Oh, interesting. Okay, yeah, yeah. That is very interesting. So Olive, the other reindeer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So is Olive just like being like, you're such a piece of shit, Rudolph. You can't play with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
It's in the song. Also,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Also, I thought it was funny that they made them non-binary and then immediately othered them.
Oh, yeah. Other reindeers. Yeah, yeah. 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 It's like forcing them to put like, yeah, it's like enter your gender and it's like male, female, other. And wow. You're like, oh, no. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for the transphobic reading of that kids song, Daniel. Yeah. I've really been like, it's an itch I've been trying to scratch.
It's like simultaneously like provided representation only for it to also like say something like not nice, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about this, Mason, to make you feel better? Yeah. A fact that may tickle you in a more happy way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was watching a video the other day about math, and the person brought up the fact that all circles are the same circle, just bigger or smaller.
Oh.
Like, I knew that.
Yeah.
But like,
that's funny.
You know, like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I mean, squares are like that too, right?
Yeah. All squares, because all squares are just the same square, but bigger and smaller. Because squares are always have like equal sides, right?
Yeah,
similar to
that's
how
true.
A circle is always like perfectly round and like a yeah.
Yeah,
interesting.
Just that like every house is the same house, just bigger or smaller, right?
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
And every person is the same person, just bigger
or smaller. Yeah, smaller. Yeah, yeah. We have nothing fundamentally different between any of us. Yeah. I mean, in a way, that's like you could view that as like profound messaging on like we're all the same, you know, in a certain
yeah.
way. Like
yeah.
we're all human,
we're all
but.
One.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 because I wanted to play Wavelength.
Oh,
okay,
up?
Great. You guys will get this in a second. That was a very weird transition.
Is that the like ranking?
Yes.
Different
thing? This is Wavelength is the game that we played. I don't know how many episodes ago, but the idea, right, is that we have a 1 to 10 scale where one of us is the guesser. The two other people are clue givers. The guesser does not know what number they're trying to guess, but is between 1 and 10. And the clue givers decide on that number and then. Are given prompts that have like a subjective idea to them where they have to give like if for example if it was 4 out of 10 they'd have to give a 4 out of 10 answer to that question
right
in order to try and help the guesser triangulate what number it could be.
I was thinking of something else.
How we want to do it is I think maybe for whoever the guesser is they can just like take off their earbuds first or like
I guess
yeah Daniel you want to guess first so you'd have to give us a couple of prompts as well when you're ready too.
Yeah. So we're Danny and I are going to predetermine the number with our listeners, and then you're going to put your headphones back on and give us question prompts.
So you would give us prompts for categories that like fast food restaurants,
yeah, like
right?
Cereals.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So okay. I'm going to take my headphones off, and then
we'll give
like
you a visual cue.
And...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What do you think? What do you think, Mason?
Oh, you want to give him like a 7?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go with that. Let's go with that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're going with 7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going with 7.
The number is 7.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hate Daniel so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's pretty funny because, like, Daniel's, like, putting his headphones on as Mason was, like, saying it into the microphone. So there's a world where, like, Daniel just hears it as he's putting his headphones on.
Oh, did you hear it, Daniel?
No, I didn't.
Okay, cool.
I still had to press unmute
on
my keyboard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
okay, great, great. So Daniel didn't hear my comment about Daniel.
Yeah, yeah. Great. Cool.
Let's start off, you know, with fast food restaurants.
Okay. Who do you want to give that to?
Oh, I'll give that to you, Danny, since you thought of it.
Okay, cool, cool. You want me to answer right away? Okay, cool. You can also give Mason one, and then he can think about it.
Mason, I'll give you ailments.
Ailments. Is 10 like a it's not that bad? And
we can't explain that, right?
Oh, really?
Well, the rules
I think you can
clarify.
I think you can specify like 10 being it is
like
not
the,
that bad.
Play. Do you want
10 is the severity. 10
yeah,
is the
yeah,
severity
is the
of the illness.
Yeah. Illness. Yeah. And then one is like I coughed a little bit because
I
drank water.
Okay. 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 Nice. Okay.
Okay. Danny, you go first. Fast food restaurants.
Give me Chipotle.
This one's hard for me because I don't like Chipotle, so right. I don't know how other people rank it. Mm-hmm. But I think generally favorably, so I'm going to go above 5.
Okay.
Mason, do you have your answer?
Yeah, I'm going to go like a big tapeworm.
A big tapeworm. Okay, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, do I only get those two questions?
You can ask more if you want.
You can ask one more from each of us. Yeah, that's what we did last time.
Yeah, yeah.
Big tapeworm and
do you guys know what a tapeworm is? Do our listeners? It's a parasite. It's a it's a worm
that like lives
big
inside
worm.
Of you. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, and like people use it to lose weight sometimes.
Oh
my! Shouldn't.
Oh, they do. That's terrible. Mm. It literally eats you. It like eats the food you put into yourself, and that's like how it lives. Yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. Man, tapeworm. Danny, let's go. Marine animals.
Oh, okay.
10 being like, this is the most dopest marine animal.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
1 being like a piece of kelp.
okay, yeah.
Mason, just boring, yeah. You got expletives.
Ooh, expletives, nice. Great. Okay, yeah, I like that. Okay, so marine animal, give me an octopus.
Octopuses are dope, dude.
All right, give me dipshit.
Okay.
Dipshit, okay.
I really want to say 8 because the octopus has 8 legs, and I want that to be like
like I was signaling to you,
hidden clue.
Okay.
Octopus and what'd you say, Mason?
Dipshit, which you're probably not going to repeat, but
yeah.
Oh man, I give you guys hard questions. Like
that's
for
okay.
Me.
Yeah.
Really quick, Danny, what do you think of my answers?
I think they work. I think. Dipshit, I think it's pretty good. I think it's pretty good. Large tapeworm, yeah, I like that.
I like yours too.
Thank you.
Man, this is so hard for me.
It's time to officially guess, Daniel.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Octopi are dope.
Mm-hmm.
Octopuses. Octopodes.
Mm-hmm.
Octopodes nuts.
nice.
Oh, man. I'm going to go... Let's go 6. Was it a 6?
Ooh, it was a 7. Yeah, right in between.
It was 7! Yeah. Oh, no!
Actually, what I thought
Daniel
was funny about that...
Like Daniel has like a dogmatic rejection of the idea of 7 out of 10, it was a hard thing to make him guess, because he would have just like... artificially not chosen 7,
right,
no matter what.
He always asks in a world with no 7s, because 7 is like the average answer for a lot of Americans opinions.
I wanted to pick a sickness that would make you quite sick, but also like the cure is pretty straightforward, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's fair.
Yeah,
because I feel like anything beyond that, we're in the like really, really severe territory, you know?
Good. I thought I misled you by octopus, because I do think octopuses are pretty cool. I just didn't know if they were like a 10 or a 9 or an 8, you know?
Like, I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think octopuses are sick, but
I want to guess next.
All right, Mason's going to guess. Daniel, it's up to us to figure out a number for him. All right. What are you thinking, Daniel? What do you?
I have no idea, man.
I say we go. What if we just go like 3?
Okay.
We gave him a 1 last time.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we did, because he was the last one to go, and I thought it'd be funny to do a 1. Yeah.
Yeah, we can do 3.
Okay, let's do it. All right, the number's 3.
I almost held up the number to the camera like a stupid idiot.
Yeah. All right, Mason, give us some prompts.
Daniel, I would like to give you. Like things to use as guitar strings.
Okay.
And then Danny, I'd like to give you types of trees.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Daniel, I would like you to give me as your second thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to give me weather, like what kinds of weather.
Oh. Like 10 out of 10 is like the best possible weather. 1 out of 10 is the worst. Yeah.
Danny, I'd like you to give me wars.
Oh, my Lord.
Like wars across history.
Jesus. Okay.
And I would like to not explain anything.
Oh, damn
about
it. Okay. Because, yeah, I don't know if 10 is like worst possible. Like it's really fucked up or it's really like fine. Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's fine.
For wars, I can see that being tough. For wars, we'll go 10 is like how gnarly you feel they are on vibe.
Okay.
Like when you hear about them in history, it doesn't have to be like rooted in historical knowledge.
Yeah. And 1 is like, oh, it was like fine. Well, it's not fine, but it was like
your favorite.
Yeah.
No,
this is my Hindenburg. Yeah, yeah.
Like this is you based purely on like what your reaction is to hearing this war. It like doesn't register as super gnarly on like your emotional scale.
All right. I think I got mine. What was the first one? It was
the first one was types of trees for you, Daniel.
Okay.
Can you give me what to use as guitar strings?
Yeah.
Okay. So for my answer for what to use for guitar strings,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say electrical tape that's been like wound up.
That's pretty shitty. That's that's not going to be very good.
My answer was going to be noodles.
I think electrical tape is known for how it's like very insulative, right?
Yeah,
so it's going to be pretty hard to get a resounding sound from it. I feel like I'm in the two zone right now. Danny,
mine was
a tree?
A type of tree, give me the one that smells like cum.
Both my high school and college had one of those.
We had them at UCSB.
And every single student knew immediately which trees you were talking about too. So it's definitely not just you.
It's funny because you're also outing yourself as being either sexually active or you just jerk off a lot. You know? Yeah.
I mean, it was very meet me by the semen tree. And if that's all you told someone on either campus, they would have met you there. Exactly.
They would know exactly
what you're talking about.
So the semen tree is my answer.
It wasn't the best tree. So I still feel we're decidedly sub four. Daniel, I'd like you to give me weather now.
So my weather answer is snow, but then ice rain on top of it. You can't enjoy the snow. It's just hard.
I'm just ice. It's really hard to not imagine two for me right now. Maybe three, but even three sounds more desirable than what you guys are talking about. But Danny, wars.
Yeah. Okay. So so 10 is fucking devastating, tragic.
10 is you hear it, and based on whatever knowledge you have, you immediately that's gnarly as hell. And then one is the opposite of that.
So give me the War of 1812.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes me think it pushes higher, but maybe not.
I also might just not know much about the War of 1812.
I like to think one for wars is a thumb war.
Nice.
Jeez. I was in the two zone, but that made me feel like it pushes up a bit. Because the War of 1812 is a pretty famous war, at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So maybe it could be a little more gnarly. I also happen to know a few things about it, but I don't know if I should even factor those in. It was the last war solidifying America's independence from Britain. But I don't know if that's supposed to be factored in. Okay, electrical tape, bad.
Semen tree.
I'll go three. We're at three.
That's correct.
Wow.
Okay, cool. Nice. Yeah. So because for me, for the wars, right, 10, I thought of World War II, right? And 9 would have been World War I, maybe, if you were to,
in those neighborhoods.
And so I was the War of 1812 was at least kind of just two countries involved rather than the world. Mostly two countries.
The most famous battle of the War of 1812, I think, is
Battle of the Countries.
After Britain had surrendered, we just kept kicking their ass for a while.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. That's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
It's technically a war crime, but in American history, when we were being taught, because you know how in public school you hear a very military approved version of history?
Yeah.
Of course.
I remember being taught in AP US history, the tone of the textbook was it was fucking awesome, dude. We just kept fucking wailing on them, dude. We just kept fucking going in on them.
Yeah. Dude, that's great. No, good job, Mason. That was good. I think the cum tree, I was it's not a straight up one because I think it's funny.
Yeah, right. It's a tree. It works. It's a tree. It can give you shade.
Yeah. I liked Daniel's answers as well. Snow, but with ice rain and stuff like that, I think it's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. My turn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I will take my earbuds out and you guys give me a visual cue when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Daniel, we've done 7 and 3, so I feel we got to do something. I mean, it's hard because they're both mid bad, mid good, right?
Right. Yeah.
You want to do something extreme?
Do we go mid mid or an extreme?
Yeah. Let's just go 5, 1, or 9 or something like that. which one resonates with you the most between 5, 1, and 9?
I feel 5 because 1 and 9 are just going to be too easy.
Okay, great. Where's this 5, everyone? Okay, 5 is our number.
5.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
So for Mason, give me this is very abstract, but thing that would make you cry, where 1 out of 10 is it's kind of stupid that it made you cry, and 10 out of 10 is absolutely you'd cry.
One onion.
Yeah. Or something for me, it was Clayton Kershaw's best moments compilation, where it's like stupid
for the Dodgers.
Yeah. Daniel, give me a celebrity based on how hard or easy it would be for you to beat them in a fight.
Oh.
So 10 being 10
fightable
10 being,
celebrity.
Yeah, 10 being you would not be able to beat them, and one is like, "Oh, I could totally beat them."
You're like, "Oh, Conor McGregor."
Oh, that's a good one.
Conor McGregor would be like a 10. Yeah. Okay, and then okay. Mason, give me a place to have diarrhea in where 10 is like, "Oh, that's all right." Like it's just on the toilet, and one is like the worst possible place to get diarrhea.
Yeah.
And then Daniel, give me an invention.
Oh.
10 being like most impactful or most dope, and one being whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I have my answers.
Okay.
All right, Danny, I do too. Okay. You know, in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, when Kevin is like, he's looking at the big Christmas tree, mm-hmm. and he's like, "I'm sorry for like being a bad kid and taking my family for granted." So like that's, if I were to cry at that moment, that's the number.
I'm sorry for being a bad kid and taking my family for granted.
You know what I'm talking about?
If you're Kevin, or if you're watching the movie,
you're watching the movie and you're welling up as
well. This is a 10 because Mason
monologue.
Loves Home Alone, so you know, yeah.
Right,
okay,
Daniel.
This does feel above 5 at least. I'm trying to think of it in the grand scheme of like, I mean, 10 would probably be like, I don't know, like family member passes or something. Okay, Daniel, what was your first one? It was people
celebrity that I would fight
or like think you could beat in a fight. 10 being you can't, and 1 being definitely I totally can.
I had a celebrity in mind, but now I'm second guessing myself.
Okay.
But you know what? I should just be confident and say Mr. Beast.
Oh, okay. And you're doing that with 10 being you wouldn't beat them, and 1 being you would?
Yes.
Or? Okay.
Yeah.
So Mr. Beast, that brings it down now. So that makes it sense because I guess like Mason watching Home Alone, Lost in New York is not as bad as anything happening in real life to you. Mm-hmm. So I'll say this is now a sub 5 probably. Mr. Beast, I don't think you would view as someone who's very good at fighting. So I just wouldn't imagine you would name him as a good fighter. You could name any athlete and they'd probably have a better chance. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Mason, yours
what was mine?
Place to have diarrhea.
Oh, place to have diarrhea.
Yeah.
I can answer if you want to think.
Daniel, what was yours? Your other one?
Yeah, go for it.
Invention.
Yeah. Invention.
So I would say, oh my gosh, I almost said the number. I would say for invention, probably bobby pin.
Ooh, a bobby pin. Interesting. Obviously not near the top. I'm thinking a sub 5 still, just because like, yes, it is useful, but it is not language, it is not the internet, it is not cars, it is not, you know, fire. So I'll say bobby pin.
I'm gonna go Holiday Inn Express.
Oh, like having diarrhea at a Holiday Inn Express. Are you in the lobby or are you like in your hotel room?
I was picturing your hotel room.
Okay.
Lobby is in my book not too different.
Yeah, like okay. Lobby trying to get to your hotel room.
Right, but what if you just immediately start having diarrhea in the lobby?
Yeah.
That's definitely
like, I know
worse.
You can already tell it's not one, so like if I were one, I'd be like the lobby of a Holiday Inn Express
or giving your presidential acceptance
at the front
speech.
Desk.
So I feel like this is close to a 3, 4, or 5. Give me a 4.
It was 5.
Damn it. It was just horribly mid. Okay. So you guys are
it's very hard to define the most middling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think 5, like 4, 5, and 6 are some of the hardest ones to do because it's so hard to find a completely mid answer for everything.
Well, I think 4 and 6 are actually easier because you at least get to like stain the mid answer in a direction.
Whereas
like 5
That's
is
true.
Like
dead center.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I think Holiday Inn Express is like everyone's like acceptable, but no one's excited.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So Daniel, for you and Mr. Beast, you're basically saying it would be an even match. Like you and Mr. Beast fighting, it'd be an
I
even
think
match.
So
yeah,
he works out, right?
Maybe
I work out.
Yeah,
Daniel, no, like, I know. So, I'm saying like if he was like a totally sedentary person who like openly brags about how little they work out, I feel like that would be less than 5 decidedly.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if he's like in shape, but he's got like a bit of height on you, so he might have some range to
true.
You you're like on you, but like you're probably a lot stronger than him, I'd say.
And also I was gonna say that I was doubting myself because I wasn't sure if he was part of the whole like YouTubers
like
boxing
thing?
Each other's
thing. I don't think he's done that.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I think you could win. Yeah. Well, especially if it's a fight where you can grapple and shit too. Then I think you'd be able to take him to the ground and give him a little kiss. Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, that was Wavelength. Yeah, I had to guess the most mid possible number, which is great. I was debating giving Mason. I was gonna tell Daniel like we should just give Mason a one again, just to make it just because I think 1 in 10 are hilarious. Yeah. Because it's literally just the worst possible thing you could think of. But yeah, anyway. Yeah. And that's the end of the Threeses podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. And love everybody. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, yeah.
Daniel, today.
Speaking of loving, Daniel, what do you have to say?
I love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Bye. So long.